getting right into things, City Hall in Farmington Hills has been transformed into an art gallery featuring 100 works of art from 65 Metro Detroit artists as part of the city's 2024-2025 public art program. Joining the show is Rachel Timlin, the cultural arts supervisor for the city of Farmington Hills. Rachel leads the team that produces the public art program in addition to the city's vibrant arts programming, including visual and performing arts. Rachel, thank you so much for joining Culture Shift.
Thanks for having me, Tia. I'm so excited.
How fitting is it that you're like, you know, you're part of the cultural and arts division and you're on a cultural and arts show? So it's like perfect. It's like perfect.
And I walked here from my home in the cultural in the art center area.
Yes,
so yeah.
I love it, Detroit.
Okay. Jumping into things, Rachel, you are one of the only cities with a division dedicated to cultural arts. Of course, the city of Detroit and a few other places around here. Okay. What is the motivation to have its own division?
Well, I'd love to provide a little context. Mm-hmm. In most municipalities, essential services are generally considered to be public safety, police and fire, you know, roads, sewage, things like that. And in the late 1990s in Farmington Hills, the residents passed a millage to create a cultural arts division. They already had a very robust cultural arts council and commission, and they wanted more. They wanted a dedicated arts division. So it was housed under the already very successful Special Services Department. And most cities call it Parks and Recreation, but we're a little extra in Farmington Hills. Call it Special Services. So celebrating and supporting the arts and culture is an essential service in the city of Farmington Hills, which is quite remarkable. Not many cities in Michigan have that, so we're very lucky. The public art program is just one of our programs that we offer. Would you like to jump into that?
I was just thinking, my brain just instantly went to, you talked a little bit about being a public service, and my brain instantly asked the question, like, highlight or go into the importance of it being a city or service that you're providing to your residents in the city, you know, in Farmington Hills, because it is a service.
Yeah, well, arts and culture are the essence of our humanity, right? So government is supposed to be of the people, for the people, by the people, and the arts are so representative of that. It reflects our culture, it reflects our societal values. So having it be a part of our government, I think, is actually essential. I would love to see every city in Michigan and across the United States create their own cultural arts divisions, which could reflect their own communities. So for us in Farmington Hills, we are a very large city in Oakland County, one of the most diverse cities in Oakland County, lots of different cultures and ethnicities. And so the arts are, it's a universal language, right? So the arts bring everyone together, and you can understand, if you maybe don't understand someone's culture, you can certainly understand a piece of visual artwork that they might have created, or music. We all understand the language of music. So it's a really beautiful and powerful thing to have a cultural arts division in a municipality.
It is amazing. And we're going to get into the diversity of Farmington Hills a little bit later. That's one of the things I was going to point out, was like how diverse the city is. But getting into it, just go ahead, and if you want to, we can highlight some of the other things that the city of Farmington Hills is doing to give those services back to people in terms of arts and culture.
Sure. So we've grown tremendously since we started the Cultural Arts Division in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. In 2021, we opened the Hawk Community Center, and our programming just quadrupled, if not more. So now we have this huge community center with a large 762-seat theater. We've got a black box theater, two dance studios, 6,000 square foot makerspace, the largest makerspace, municipal makerspace in the country, actually. We've got two art studios, full pottery lab, kilns, pottery wheels, all sorts of performance spaces, exhibit spaces. We actually have a public art program at the Hawk Community Center itself. And then outside of that, we produce events like Art on the Grand, which is our street art fair in downtown Farmington with the Farmington DDA. So lots of different things, a robust concert series. We've got a very large and successful youth theater program, all sorts of classes, workshops, summer camps. I mean, you name it, from like birth to 100 years old, there's something for you.
Love that so much. We're chatting with Rachel Timlin, the cultural arts supervisor for the city of Farmington Hills. And I think about this upcoming Friday. What's happening this Friday? What can residents, as well as visitors who often come in and out of the city, what can they expect?
So this Friday is our opening reception for our public art program. So from 7 to 9, you can come meet the artists. There'll be live music. Our mayor, Teresa Rich, will be welcoming everybody. It's a great chance to walk around, see all the artwork. When you walk into City Hall, it's not just like one wall with artwork. It is all over the building, upstairs, downstairs, artwork everywhere. There's paintings, there's drawings, there's ceramics, there's sculpture, all sorts of different themes created by artists with various skill levels. We've got some students that were in our classes at the Hawk Community Center. We've got students from CCS, all the way up to really established, world-renowned artists. For instance, we've got a piece kind of on long-term, it was actually a gift by a world-renowned sculptor, Sergio De Giusti, at City Hall. All sorts of great work. So a good opportunity to meet everyone, see the artwork.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just thinking about like just walking into City Hall and like this, you think about City Hall, you think about it's just a regular government building.
Sure.
But then to walk into City Hall and see art everywhere. Yeah. Just go into that if you can, just how you want people to feel when they walk into City Hall and they actually see the art on display.
Yeah, so normally you think of going to City Hall and it's kind of maybe a mundane trip. You're paying your taxes, you're getting something approved. And we want people to walk in and feel like they belong there, like there's some humanity there and they can see themselves in City Hall, not just because they're paying their taxes or getting a piece of paperwork approved. I'd love to tell a story. This was a story that was told to me by a grandmother that brought her young grandson, a young black boy. He was maybe 5 or 6 at the oldest. And we had this painting up by Robbie Best, a beautiful painting of a black man. And the young boy stopped his grandma and said, "Grandma, Grandma, he looks like me. He looks like me." And that is so important, to see yourself in that environment. Like this young boy saw himself in a prestigious position in City Hall. So to be seen is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of different portraits of different people in the space. It's interesting when the artwork comes down. So in between the different cycles of artwork, we take the work down for about 2 weeks to repair the walls and whatnot. This last cycle, all the artwork was down and it just looked so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sad beige walls, right?
Bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, and a few people got really confused. One older woman came up to me and we had taken all the artwork down, and Carla Aaron, my cohort in Farmington Hills was there, and she came up to me and she said, "I'm so confused. I'm so lost. Like, I come here all the time. I can't find the exit." And I said, "I'll walk you to the exit. No problem." And as we were walking, I said, "You might be confused because," she had mentioned, "everything looks the same and I don't understand." And I said, "Well, it looks the same because we took all the artwork down."
Mm.
And she looked around and she said, "Oh, I think you're right."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize that. So it has this effect of wayfinding as well. People get really used to like, oh, I go down that corner by that really beautiful painting of Hawaii, and then I turn here and there's this, you know, sculpture. But it's subtle. Like, people don't realize that's what's happening.
Yeah, I love that she just knew something was off.
She knew something's
off.
What's
happening? Yeah, what's going on here? But it was the art. It was the atmosphere that had changed around her, which is, once again, an amazing service, once again, to bring to people around you. And she noticed that, which I love so much. And, you know, just going into it a little bit more, the diversity of the city and the importance of highlighting that diversity. You brought that beautiful story about, you know, seeing yourself, representation, because it does matter.
Yes.
You have such a diverse city there. Talk about the artists that you all have put on display and their diversity.
Sure. I mean, we have artists from all different backgrounds. We've got black female artists. We have artists from India who have painted portraits of their home back in India. There's just a great variety of art.
That's it. Like, it's a great variety of art. And that's what we're expecting to see, especially this upcoming Friday when you all have the reception from 7 to 9. And just one of my last things to you before I let you go, Rachel, the importance, like you said, for teens and kids and young kids, babies even, to come in and see different art on display, whether it's pottery, whether it's paintings or sculptures, whatever it may be, to kind of be immersed in that. Talk about the importance of kids being immersed in that early on.
Sure. I mean, when you see art in an important space like City Hall, then you think art is important, right? So we want kids to grow up realizing that art is important, that the arts are important, that all of this means something more, right? And I think that's what it does.
Yeah, it does.
And also, it's just kind of fun. You get dragged to City Hall with your parents, and all of a sudden, you're looking at all this fun stuff.
Yeah.
It just creates a much more fun, vibrant experience, really.
Yes. I love that once again. So one more time before we let you go, what's happening this Friday in Farmington Hills? What can people know and expect, especially for residents who are in the area? Sure. We can just pop in and see what's going on.
Yeah, Friday from 7 to 9. It's free. It's open to the public. There'll be live music, appetizers, meet the artists. You can come for 5 minutes. You can come for the entire time. We'd be more than happy to see you. And I want to give a shout out to Carla Aaron, who's actually here with us. She is our artist liaison and facilitator for the program. So we couldn't do this program without her.
Yay!
And all my friends in Farmington Hills, hi!
Right, shout out to the friends in Farmington Hills. That was Rachel Timlin, Cultural Arts Supervisor for the City of Farmington Hills. Once again, Rachel leads the team that produces the public art program. So all the things that you are seeing right now, she's part of that. She's a part of that. So thank you so much, Rachel, for joining the show, talking about the new programming and the new art that's going to be on display at City Hall. And once again, thank you for being
on
Culture Shift.
Thank you, Tia. So fun.